Well, let's see if we can deliver on the doctor's prescription there. Here to talk about the alarmist and opportunistic rhetoric on the campaign trail is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So let's get some examples here. I mean, right off the bat, we have a demand by a Republican candidate for Senate, Tom Tillis.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got an Ebola outbreak. We have bad actors that can come across the border. We need to seal the border and secure it.
Seal the border and secure it. Is that an issue in a campaign that's make or break?
That's Republican Tom Tillis in North Carolina running against the incumbent Kay Hagan. And he's not the only candidate and certainly not the only Republican calling for a seal the border approach to Ebola. And John, if you think you've heard seal the border before, you have, because it was the same call when we were confronting the child immigrants on the Mexican border from Guatemala and Honduras, and the same one from the immigration debate. And what has happened, and Emmanuel Darcourt is right in this long tradition of exploiting a crisis for their own ends, is that lots of candidates on both sides, but in this case, in this particular case that you asked about on the Republican side, Ebola has become the latest proxy for the Republican demand to seal the border. That's part of the immigration fight. People are already primed to want to vote for sealing the border. Tillis knows that, and Ebola has become the latest reason to seal it off.
And Republican Senate candidate Scott Brown in New Hampshire also knows it.
But we have people coming into our country by legal means, bringing in diseases and other potential challenges. Yet we have a border that's so porous that anyone can walk across it.
Does this really put the Democrats in a weak position? Because there's no one who's really going to argue that, even if it is just as impractical to seal the border against Ebola as it is for anything else.
And it's also false that anybody can just walk across the border with Ebola. That's not a factual statement that any politician should make. We should point out, in fairness to Republicans, they are not alone. Greg Orman is the independent candidate in Kansas, not a Republican. He's running against a Republican, and he took much the same position last night in a debate against his opponent, incumbent Pat Roberts, to seal off the border because of Ebola. It's not just Republicans who are doing this. These are poll-tested sentiments. There are lots of people, conservatives especially, who want the border sealed for other reasons, and Ebola has become the latest scare tactic, John, in politics to let them say that.
And Democrat Orman actually called for a suspension of air travel from West Africa, and that was his sort of contribution to the debate. Speaking of questionable facts here, listen.
Washington actually can cut spending.
The CDC says its discretionary funding has been cut by $585 million since 2010.
Cut. Less government.
Cut.
Cut.
Cut. Our budget has been flat since 2003. Responding to an emerging infectious disease threat, this is particularly damaging.
Cut.
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 Make a cut.
So you can download that from YouTube, and it suggests that Republicans are pro-Ebola in their budget-cutting strategy?
That's a liberal ad that's running online right now from some liberal outside spending groups against Republican candidates, and makes the direct connection between voting on cuts to health agencies like the CDC and the NIH and what we're seeing in Ebola. It is true to an extent that lots of politicians have voted to cut the CDC. There is no evidence whatsoever that any of the missteps that CDC has made so far or any of their successes have anything to do with how much money they have, John.
It's outrageous. And it's sort of a Citizens United consequence because it's not, you know, linked directly to the DNC, but it certainly provided some great programming content for Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh this week.
Well, there's no question about it, Sean Hannity and others. And as long as we're criticizing some of those people, and I guess we're doing that, John, let's give a little bit of a shout out and a nod to Fox News and to Shepard Smith yesterday. I'd like to single him out, who went on the air yesterday and told his viewers that they need to take a deep breath, that there is no Ebola outbreak in the United States. There are two healthcare workers who are sick, one who flew that shouldn't have, and that anybody who wants you to be afraid, anyone who's telling you to be afraid, is doing it for their own purposes. Shepard Smith said, ignore them. If they tell you to be afraid, ignore them.
With just what the doctor ordered, Shepard Smith on Fox News. Also, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You bet, John.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.